Hello?
Hi, good evening. My name is Chris, calling you today from Metro Research. How are you doing today?
From, sir, I didn't understand. Calling from where now?
I am calling you with Metro Research. Now, we are just conducting a quick survey about some of the issues facing your community and the nation. Questions are very simple. I'm not going to ask you for nothing personal.
Sir, you are really breaking up quite a bit. It's not clear.
Okay,
clear.
I'm sorry. Let me go ahead and fix my headset real quick. Okay. Can you hear me better?
Not really. Nope.
Let's see. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
I had a fan blowing my way. Is that better now?
Yeah. Much better.
Thank you very much. Now, I was saying, my name is Chris, and we are calling you with Metro Research. I'm not selling anything. We are just conducting a quick survey about some of the important issues facing your community and the nation. Questions are very simple. Here's the first one. Now, you are at least 18 years old and registered to vote, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, am I speaking with Miss
Arlise Hall?
Arlise, did I pronounce it right?
Arlise Hall.
Arlise, okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, here's the first question. Okay, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No. I was with public health, and I was their communications person, but I've since retired. So no one, no.
Okay. I can take that as a no.
That's a no.
Okay. Thank you. Now, you say you are at least 18. Now, can I ask, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you, what race are you?
I'm African-American. I'm black.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much. And can I ask, what is your age?
I am 69.
Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Do you definitely vote, probably vote 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely will vote.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. Thank you. And the next question says, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Here's the list. Providing affordable child care, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, reducing gun violence, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, fighting inflation, improving kindergarten through 12 public school education, improving the economy, reducing crime, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, protecting LGBTQ rights, standing up to the rise in the racism and discrimination. If you have to select two of those.
No, just two.
Actually,
okay.
You can select as many as you want.
Okay, well, actually, I will select all of them.
Let me see.
I mean, yeah.
The two main ones.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I interrupted. The two main ones for you would be, Which one?
Okay. Women's issues, productive, reproductive rights, and what else? You said some other things. You said quite a few things. I guess I could have jotted them down.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, I will repeat it for you. No problem. The first one that you answered, I think, is this one. Protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights. That will be the first one?
That will be the first one.
Okay. And then I have providing affordable child care, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, reducing gun violence, protecting voting rights, and fighting threats to our democracy, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, fighting inflation, improving education from kindergarten to 12th grade, and improving the economy, reducing crime, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs.
We can go with gun safety, or what was that? There's something about guns.
Okay, let me double check here. Let's see. Okay, lower the cost of healthcare, reducing crime, increasing border security, protecting rights, and reducing gun violence. That one?
Yeah, there you go. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, and in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Are they the same or getting worse? And what else was it? Same, getting worse, and what else?
Getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
I say, I don't think it's getting better. I'm not going to say it's getting worse, but, it's about the same. I'm just going to say same.
Okay. Thank you. Now, in thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, will you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
Okay, so with me, I say for my family, I think it's not that good. And I think you mentioned, what did you mention there when it wasn't that positive?
The options that I have here is keeping up, falling behind, getting ahead. Okay, thank you.
Falling behind. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you very much, man. And moving on here with the next question. And in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select up to two as well. I'm going to read the list now. Racism and discrimination is the first one. Unfair or rigged economic system for the rich, not enough good role models, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women, lack of good paying job opportunities, poor work ethic, too many people dependent on the government for handouts, poor life choices and values by some, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, the breakdown of the traditional family structure.
Racism and equal pay.
Thank you. Okay. Let me look for again. Racism. Okay. Unfair economic system. Model. Racism and equal pay. Okay. Got it? And the next one is saying, now here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which of you you think is the biggest reasons. I'm going to read a list as well, and you can select up to two choices. Now, okay. The first one is too many guns flooding our street. Second, a broken ball and parole system which let criminals back on the street too quickly. Reduce funding for public services to help people in need. Too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders. A lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training. The other one, prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime. A toxic culture, music, TV, video games, and movies that promote bad values. Not enough police officers on the street, inflation, and rising cost of living. I'm sorry, let me put my glasses on. Sorry about that. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is a little bit better. Inflation and rising cost of living, making it harder for people to get by, inadequate programs to help lower income people, too many people suffering from mental illnesses on our street, too many young people not being properly properly raised, and the other one is lack of after school programs and mention to keep child from criminal activity.
Okay. One, the first one for me is too many guns.
Okay.
Okay. And let me see, reduce funding, good paying jobs, prostitutes, after school, toxic culture, rising costs. Okay, so I will say after school mental illness. I don't know. I'm not sure about the mental illness. I'll say lack of school, lack of after school programs. I guess that's what it was.
Okay, I think that is. Mm-hmm. Okay, last one. Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, highly appreciate your time. We've gone pretty quick here. 25% now. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from school? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you support or oppose the effort to remove or ban books from public schools?
No, do not ban books from public schools. What kind of books were those?
According to the last question, it says to remove books or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools. On this one, the question is, do you support or oppose the effort to remove or ban books from public school? If you support, will you strongly support or somewhat support? If you oppose, somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
No, I do not wish to have books banned from schools. And as it relates to the racism piece, what was that about racism?
And discrimination.
What about racism and discrimination? You made a statement, a sentence. What was the sentence?
To ban the books that talk about.
No, you should not ban the books. No.
Okay. So the answer will be, will you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
To banning books in school.
Okay, let me read this question once again. That way I can make sure I select the right answer once again. The question says, do you support or oppose the effort to remove or ban books from public schools?
I can stop you now. I do not support the effort to remove books from or ban books from school. I do not support that.
Okay, so you say you strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
I would oppose people trying to remove it from the schools.
Okay.
Is that the question?
Yes, but since the system, you give me two options, and I cannot just select that on my own, because your opinion is the one that is more important. Since you oppose, will you say you strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
I strongly oppose books to be banned or whatever from schools.
Thank you very much. Highly appreciate your time, patience, and answer. Now, I would like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and also